Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Love and Light. I am Kalista Adebayo and I am so excited to have you here again. And for those of you who have missed me, those of you who sent your messages, thank you so much. I got them. Thank you for the words of encouragement. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for constantly listening to Love and Light. All right, so straight to today's business. So I'm not here alone today. I am here with someone amazing. And you know, described that Love and Light just does not talk about heart-to-heart issues. We talk about different things, music, book reviews, food, lifestyle, fashion, anything at all, anything. So today we are talking about something really exciting. I don't know if you're excited already, but then from my voice you should be able to tell that I'm excited. All right, mm-hmm. So we're talking music today. Music, all right? So like I told you earlier, I'm not here alone. I have a very special and important guest with me here. I like to say in the studio, I'm used to that. But then I have a special guest here with me today. With lots of applause and drum rolls, please help me welcome Jerry Abbey. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Kalista. I feel honored and I'm glad to be on your podcast today. Like, this is super big for me.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know who Jerry is, trust me, Jerry is like a big deal, yeah, to say the least. Jerry is a broadcaster in MENA, and yeah, he's a big deal. He's my boss, so I'm so humbled.
I really wish I'm your boss.
Okay, so Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's been a hell of a day here though, but it's all fine. I'm good.
Alright, so we talked about earlier, today will be, so it's like we're running our regular programs, okay? So for those of you who did not know, I am also a broadcaster. And yes, Jerry and I will be handling this like we're running one of our shows, and we hope you enjoy it. Okay, so do not forget to send a message, drop a comment, like, share, subscribe, follow, you know, basically send it to as many people as possible. Just share the love and light around. Thank you very much. Okay, so yes, like we were saying earlier, I have Jerry Abbey here with me. And Jerry?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty clear.
So all right, so I have Jerry here with me, and we'll be talking about music, artists. We'll be talking about a particular artist, you know, information about a particular artist, just in case you didn't know stuff about him. And we would also be telling you songs to look out for, songs that have been club bangers from back to back, you know. And we would also tell upcoming artists things to look out for when they're trying to promote their songs, things they're doing wrong and things they've been doing right, from a broadcaster's perspective. Right, so mm-hmm. as you can see, this particular episode is loaded. So straight to business, Jerry,
yeah.
So I would first like to know, who are your top 5 artists? Like artists that you look out for, like, okay, these people, it seems like they're dropping songs. Not necessarily upcoming artists, but then people who have been blowing your mind of recent.
Like, okay, lately, I'll tell you, I have so many artists that have actually been blowing my mind. But the funny thing about these artists is they are not the regular kind of artists we all know. So like, okay. I'm sorry to bust anybody listening to this podcast. Like, it's not normal. It's not the normal Whiskey, Davido, and all of that. But anyway, my top 5 artists I actually look out for, like, and I'm so in love with these guys. Thames, like my number one any day, anytime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lady Don Lee also as well. Mm-hmm. Then I don't joke with World also. Yeah.
World, yeah.
Yeah. Then there's this group called DRB Lasgidi. They do more alternative music though. I don't joke with them too as well. Yeah, perfectly. Mm-hmm. And of course I can't go without listening to O'Malley, like them. These are guys.
Oh,
like
you stole one of my artists. This is so okay. Okay. It's all good. It's all love. It's all love. But for your artists, your top five artists, I'd like you to mention one song, like one of their songs that you really like or really enjoy.
Okay, basically, let me start with Tems first.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing, like, to be frank, I love every song from Tems. So far, it's coming from Tems, or she's been featured in a track, I'm like 100% okay with it, and I'm
going with it.
Yeah, but there's this particular track that actually brought her to limelight, Try Me. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's still evergreen in my head every day, every minute, every time I think about this track. Try Me is
okay, like, so real quick, Jerry does not know I'm about to set him up. In case you're listening to this, Jerry does not know I'm about to set him up. But Jerry, I'm
like,
about to set him up.
Like, yeah. Seriously?
I want you to sing Try Me for us. Real quick.
Like, seriously?
We're waiting. I'm sure people are waiting.
I'm a very bad singer, Kalista. I'm a very bad singer.
Don't worry. I'll cheer you on from here. Just continue.
No.
Go, Jerry. We're waiting.
Okay. Why you wanna try me? Try me. You try to destroy me. Destroy me. You want the girl, I'm very bad singer. Please don't do this to
I'm
me.
I'm happy here.
don't do this to me, please.
Okay, fine. So, Tems, Try Me. Which other artist and song?
Okay, O'Malley, definitely. I go with Bad Influence by O'Malley. Like, this one song I so much love from his new EP, Get Laid. I so much love Bad Influence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then Lady Donley, I love this Lady Donley song, Cash, the one she actually the remix that she did feature Davido.
Okay, yeah.
I so much love that one. Then World, So Going Ghost Town. Yeah, I so much love Ghost Town. That's from his new EP titled Afro Series. Yeah. Or is it Afro World or Afro Series? I think both EP are confusing. I know Terry dropped one EP too, titled Afro something sharp. Is it Afro?
And the fifth person.
It's confusing. Yeah, is it?
The fifth person.
Yeah, it's actually B. Las Giddy. Yeah, and they dropped this album, I think last month or 2 months ago, titled Pioneer. And I'm actually in love with one particular track from that album. It's titled Trouble. They featured Tems on it.
Trouble.
Yeah, Trouble featuring Tems.
I think I'll check it out after this whole podcast episode.
You should check out the whole album. Like, it's pretty dope.
Okay, so for those of you wondering what we're talking about, real quick, we are giving you songs, or we're suggesting songs from this artist that you could always look out in your spare time and listen to. If you're a lover of music, great music, lyrics, and a lover of lyrics and content and tunes and beats and all. Rhythmic movement. So if you have all those things, you have me.
Yeah, I was just about asking you, what are your top five too? So tell me.
Okay, so straight up, my top five artists are, okay, first of all, I'd like to mention Oxlade,
okay.
For those of you who don't know Oxlade released Away, and really, it blew my mind with that track.
Who doesn't even know Oxlade? That's the thing, everybody knows Oxlade.
Have you watched the video of that song? The video of that song was...
Yes, I have.
Nice.
Yeah, I have.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really dope. So Oxlade has it for me. Chike, the boo of the bullets, has my heart again. Chike has my heart, especially with Insecure. Now, in case you've not listened to Insecure or any of Chike's track, I am so recommend. You really?
Are you the Insecure type?
No, but then I really love the lyrics. Yeah. I could relate with it. Like, there was a point, you know, that those lyrics really make sense. Yeah, so I could relate. Okay, so another artist for me is Terry. And in case you don't, who does not know Terry? Like, right now, who does not know Terry? Really?
I don't know him.
Like,
Are you about to break my heart? Is this intentional? Are you trying to break my heart?
Very intentional. Okay. I don't like him. I know him, but I don't like him, actually. I'm just kidding.
Why does he like Henry?
I don't know. I just don't like him. I just don't know. Just like that. Nothing personal, though, but I just don't like him.
Okay. So, no bad feelings. I like Terry, and I like his song. Ojoro,
I just knew that was what you're trying to say. I just knew that the song you're trying to pull out.
Yeah, I like that particular song. Okay, so I love that particular song from Terry.
Okay.
And yes, the first artist I like, well, they're a group. It's not an individual now, it's a group just like you.
Okay.
And they're called DBYZ. For those who don't know who DBYZ is, it's Rick Asani and the boys. Rick Asani has a boy band, okay. And then they're called DBYZ. And I love their song, Do Like Say. I love that particular track. Is oh my god, if I want to so get goofy and have fun, I lock my door and I play that track. That track is like, for me. Okay, so I'm letting you all in on a particular secret. I don't dance outside, just in case you see me and you try to cast me. But then whenever I'm in my room, that's just my ticket to get me to dance. It's really easy. All right, and my fifth artist. Oh, I feel like shooting you right now for the fact that you stole my artist.
O'Malley.
But then it's fine. No, well, I won't go with O'Malley anymore because you went with O'Malley.
Okay, so my fifth artist right
now is Joe Boy. I love Joe Boy.
I don't like him.
Especially, why don't you like him? This is like the second artist I've been telling you about and you go, I don't like him. What did he do?
Just because everybody like him, me personally don't like him. I don't like what everybody like. So.
Oh, individual difference. Oh, I see. Alright, so I love this Joe Boy's track, Call.
Call, yeah.
Yeah, that track is really nice. I love the track. I love the video too. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for good videos. So even if I listen to your lyrics, your music, and I like your music, and then I watch your video and your video sucks,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so it for me. Mm-hmm. But then if I listen to your lyrics, your music, and I love it, and I watch your video, and then it's just perfect. All right, so I think we've gone through our top 10
mm-hmm.
musical countdown or artists to look out for in their songs.
Yeah.
So we would like to talk about our artist of the day, Jerry. Anyway,
we'll be talking about Peruzzi. Peruzzi is actually our artist focus for today. And do you know?
Yeah.
The other thing about Peruzzi, his real name is not even looking like the Peruzzi we know. That's the funny thing about
mm-hmm.
about Peruzzi. But well, just so just in case you don't know, Peruzzi's real name is Tobechukwu Victor Oko. So you don't need anybody to tell you that Peruzzi is actually an Igbo guy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously an Igbo guy.
In case you see him outside, you don't need to call him Peruzzi. You can just say Brother Tobechukwu or Brother Chukwu.
Yeah, funny enough, I have a very close friend bearing that exact same name, Tobechukwu. Then we helped him shorten the name to Tobe. That's what we do call him back then in school.
So if you see Peruzzi outside, just say Brother Tobe, or if Peruzzi is falling your hand,
I'll call him Tobe.
Alright, so yeah, let's moving on.
Yeah, he was actually born on the 5th of December, and I think from my research, he's 30 years old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, I was actually thinking Peruzzi should be like 25, 26, like that.
25?
Maybe.
Yeah, he looks 30, older than 25.
I know, right? But.
Older than 25.
30 years, man. Like in 10 years' time now, Peruzzi should be talking about 40, or we'll be talking about 40 rather.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all cool, though. It's all cool. Well, I think it's no longer news that he's signed to DMW Records now. So,
yeah.
Then,
okay, so
he's been active in the music industry since 2016 till date. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about Peruzzi is, he actually studied medicine and surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you who did not know that, I so did not know that. So this is an interesting topic to talk about. Who's worth it? No, really, I did not know that. And now that I know that I studied medicine and surgery, did you graduate?
Yeah, it did. Funny enough, it did, because I think there was one time Peruzzi posted his picture on Instagram where he was wearing a throwback picture of him when he was wearing all these, what do they call those hospital clothes? That those doctors,
lab coats?
Not lab coats, those clothes they wear when they're going to perform surgery or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I really kind of. Scrubs. Are you talking about scrubs?
I don't even know the name. I'm not the hospital person, so I don't give a fuck about.
I think you're talking about scrubs.
I think so.
Proceed.
Yeah, so. I've been wearing. Back then when he was in Ukraine, and Davido posted that if he at all he eventually find himself in any hospital and he see Peruzzi like this, that he will never ever go to that surgery. Although I was just kidding though.
Of course. Okay, so for those of you who did not know, Peruzzi attended Loreto Primary School and Command Children's Secondary School Ikeja. Okay, so for those of you who did not know that. And yes, he was born in Lagos State, but then he is from Imo State.
Yeah, exactly.
He's from Imo State. And in case you don't know who Peruzzi is, Peruzzi drops songs like Majesty. Okay, that song
Majesty.
That song, I love Majesty. Majesty was dropped already.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. He also dropped Nana. I so love that track. Like, there was a particular time that I literally kept playing that song on my program. Like, once I'm on my program and people hear Nana, it means Kalisa is not on air. So,
like, seriously,
it was like my track until I had to say, okay, you know what, girl, you're playing it too much. You need to take a break. So yeah, Nana was released in 2019.
Yeah.
And yet,
yeah,
he also released a song this 2020, Sinati Love. Have you heard it?
Sinati Love. Yeah. I play it on radio as often as I can.
Though. Yeah. So he has dropped really amazing tracks. Okay, so those are just a couple of tracks he has dropped here. So we just mentioned a few. Yeah, if you still want to know more about Peruzzi, you can make your research.
And also, I think he's intended to be dropping his EP come this September. So we'll all fingers crossed, and we're waiting for the EP by September this year.
Definitely, we're looking forward to it. Okay, so before we proceed with things upcoming artists are doing wrong and what they should look out for and things like that, we would really like to tell you tracks that we think you would really love. You know, our own suggestions, though, tracks we think you will love and you would love to listen to and might enjoy. So yes, I would like to start with Jerry, what tracks do you have for people as an artist? What tracks have you enjoyed and you think people might actually enjoy?
I have a whole lot. Where should I start listing them from, Seth? Like, they are much.
Mm-hmm.
How many should I just
three.
Dash
just
them
three.
Five?
Just
okay.
Three.
No, let me dash them five.
Okay.
Let me dash them
okay.
five.
Go ahead.
Okay, Something Different by AG Baby.
You stole my song again. Why?
Okay. I'll recommend Ladipo featuring Simi. Don't tell me I stole that one again.
You did, but then it's fine.
Okay, then I'll recommend Did You Care also by Simi. So that's also a dope track.
Uh-huh.
Yes, then Damn by O'Malley. That's actually my favorite track from his EP, Get Laid, Damn. So I'll recommend that one. It's actually a dope track.
Mm-hmm.
You should listen to. If you're listening to the old EP, make sure you put Damn on loop. So you keep listening to it over and over again. Loop Damn. Damn is pretty cool. Then which other track? Can I do Foreign? Can I just do one Foreign? I'm such a huge fan of Roddy Ricch. So I'll recommend you to listen to Roddy Ricch. There's this particular song from Roddy which I so much love, Balling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love Balling from Roddy Ricch, so I recommend it.
All right, so okay, my five tracks are, I recommend you listen to Sunday Best by Surfaces. If you have not heard that song, you really need to listen to that song. That song is really nice. Another song I will suggest you listen to is Billie Eilish, Lovely. That song, that song is cool too. And then,
yeah, I love it. I love it.
For those of you who like, you know, there's this word my colleague uses at work. He says "bam bam jiji" kind of songs, you know, songs with beats and danceable songs. Really, for those of you who like that song, I think you should listen to "Fantasy" by Nini Ola. That's for those of you.
Yeah, I love that song too.
"Fantasy" is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can listen to "You" by Omalay. And finally, finally, you can also listen to "Adura" by Terry G. I think that song is really
cool. Yeah. The song is cool though. Quite inspirational.
Mm-hmm. And it has prayers. So that's just. Final topic of today, we're talking about things upcoming artists have been doing wrong, what they are doing wrong. Now we're speaking from broadcaster's perspective. What are those things upcoming artists have been doing wrong? I can say, Jerry,
should I start first?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I can go all night talking about this. I'm usually pissed whenever I talk about this at times, because there are so many things they've been doing wrong that I personally don't like.
Drink cold water, just calm down.
It's so fortunate I don't have water close to me right now. Look, you see, one thing I keep telling, okay, I'm based in Niger State here, but one thing I keep telling Niger State artists here lately, I've been telling them lately now, like, if you're releasing a song, don't send me the link to your song. I won't listen to it. And now, basically, let me talk from a Niger State perspective here. What Niger State artists do is, they send you the link to their song, and the annoying part is they give you an audio mark link. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing they expect of you is they want to start hearing it on radio all of a sudden. And I keep asking myself, how does that work? How can I carry an audio mic file? How do I extract the audio first and put it on radio just like that? Audio mic is basically for streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand? So now the thing is, I keep telling them, if you are putting out your song, put it out the right way, which I think most up and coming artists are lacking. They feel once they just release a song, they share the link, that's all, the song is good to go. But it doesn't work that way. Like, I came across a post on Facebook some time ago. I think one big artist posted it on his Facebook page, and he was like, no big artist will tell you how they've been paying radio stations on the ground to keep their songs rolling. They've been tipping presenters, of course the station as a whole, and so many things, so many sacrifices they've been making. The only thing they'll come out and tell you is it's God. But they've made so much sacrifice that they won't want to tell you about it. So up and coming artists feel that's how it is. You can't charge an upcoming artist for social amounts. Now, although there are some that are actually willing to push their music to the extreme end, and I give kudos to them. But you see, this once, like for example, days ago I charged somebody 5,000 for some promotion, and the person was telling me it's too expensive.
Okay.
And you want your music to be heard like every. Exactly, it doesn't work that way, bro. And you know the annoying part of the whole thing was, he told me he's having 2,000 naira, he can't go beyond that. And I told him, bro, take your money back. I'm not suffering from 2000. I know I'm a broke guy, yes, but I'm not suffering for 2000 naira at the moment. So I told him to go. Like, another thing I feel those guys are having again that it's not really cool for them is manners. Some of them don't have manners, and it's not good.
Like, really?
Yes, and I'm talking from experience. I've met so many of them, so I know what I'm talking. Some of them don't have manners. They feel they can just come to you and say whatever shit they want to say. So I'm using the vulgar language. Say whatever shit they want to say, and it's all cool to go. But I don't know. It doesn't work that way. You want thing they keep telling everybody is humility pays no matter what. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I think most upcoming artists do that a lot. They have that character in them a lot. The one major thing before I'll put a pause up or a stop right now is, I feel most upcoming artists now are just doing music for the fame. They are not doing the music for the love of the music again.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming down to Niger State here. Yeah? Most upcoming artists in Niger State right now, the only thing they do music for right now in Niger State is for the fame, and so they get girls to sleep with.
Huh.
That's what is trending right now. It's not cool. My guy, you won't blow, and you're going around sleeping with different girls just because you have like two silly, useless tracks out there. That's a fact. The annoying part is most of these guys doing all these things. Oh, there are still up and coming artists that are doing. I know some that are doing pretty well for themselves, and they are doing their also broke time, and it's paying off, even though it's not that much. But the annoying part is the ones you see misbehaving are the ones that don't even have good songs. That's the annoying part. You don't have good songs, but you just want the fame so you can sleep with girls, do all sort of nonsense you want to do. It won't get them anywhere. I keep telling some of them that are quite close to me. It won't get you anywhere if that is the kind of music. That's the main reason why you're going into music. Then I'm so sorry to tell you that you've even failed before you started.
All right. So
that's just me. Yeah.
Okay, so I would just like to chip in a few things before we call it a day. First off,
okay.
I don't know, Jerry, I'm not sure you saw this particular thing that kept trending for a while amongst broadcasters. The broadcasters and
what was that?
Upcoming.
Yeah, I saw it. Yes, I copied and pasted it on my WhatsApp status some days ago, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
Go ahead.
The fact that you people feel, okay, we're artists, we can just walk up to a broadcaster and say, oh, we have a track to promote and all, and then next thing you expect us that because you sent us your song, you just automatically push your song. Bro, I am not a whore. So, excuse me, I don't think. Again, as much as you're true, you also have to put it. I have this perception, and I'm sure 70-80% of broadcasters also have that mindset. That's it. In our own small world, we are celebrities in our own small world. We might not be as big as you are as artists and all, but in our small world, we have our fan base, we have people who listen, who you get comments and all. So that alone is something. So you don't have to act like, oh, your 2,000, your 1,000 will make a difference in our life. Yes, the money,
of course,
is good. Money is really good. But then, if your song is trash, if you like, bring all the money in this world. For those of us who will not promote your song, and that is just the truth, hands down. First of all, as an upcoming artist, I have this problem with upcoming artists, and that's the fact that you are an upcoming artist, and then your song is filled with swear words.
Yeah, true.
Your song is filled, like, please. My problem is you actually walked into the studio and recorded the trash and listened to the trash and heard the trash and then decided you want to promote the trash. I understand. Did you not take your time to listen to it yourself? Did you?
You see, the problem I have is, one thing is, I don't have a problem with any upcoming artist using vulgar words, but if you're putting it out to a media organization, then you should be able to tell your producer to do the radio version. It's as simple as that.
You know why I called it trash?
I told, for example, a very close friend of mine in Niger State here, like, I so much love the guy's song, right? I love his music.
Okay.
But when he released this EP some months ago, I think a month plus ago, the EP was pretty dope, no doubt. But now he told me, guy, I'll be doing a radio tour and all of that. And I told him, bro, man, you have 7 tracks in your EP. Like 5 of the tracks are not clean. What's up? You don't expect me to sit down and clean this song, man. I'm sorry, I can't be cleaning foreign songs, all these top artist songs, and start coming down to Niger State level. I can't, bro. It's not like you're paying me. Tell your producer to give you the radio version or do the radio version, or else, I'm sorry, forget the closeness we're having. I'm not sure the interview will work. And funny enough, the interview didn't work because I'm not sure he went back to the producer and to
clean the track,
to do the radio version. And no, the annoying part is no radio station in Niger State accepted to interview him. Sorry.
You know, the painful part is one of the reasons why I refer to it as trash is the fact that sometimes when upcoming artists approach you or send you a mail or send you a DM and say, oh, they have songs, you know, you entertain them, you listen to them, you think, okay, maybe they have a really cool track. Oh, send it to my mail, let me listen to it. And then you listen. They might have, they really might have good instrumentals and all. But then, even the lyrics could be really good. But the fact that there are so much swear words in a song that they want you to play on air, first of all, gives you. You mentioned earlier, you cannot be at work thinking about how you will play international songs, and then you're still there thinking about the fact that I'm not coming out to send you a meal with songs filled with so many. What we mostly do in such a situation is, if we think your track is actually a good track, your track is a track that maybe people will enjoy listening to, if we like your track that much, we would say, okay, go back and clean it, because we cannot be doing the dirty job for you, literally. So go back song and then send it back, and then we'll listen. But then, okay, take for example, I don't know if you can relate to this, but then there are times we play some, even artists that have blown, celebrities in quotes, we play some of their songs and we've seen them already, and then you notice that the number of times the song skits itself is more than the number of lyrics that is left in the song. So people are not even enjoying
it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The person says D and then there's a long pause and there's a long
pause.
The listeners are not enjoying the song because we have to clean
at all those
things off. So why don't you
talking about that, I was cleaning this guy's EP some days ago, just Jack's EP, job an EP not too long, and the first track was about, I think it was about 7 minutes. You know, it took me more than an hour to clean just one track.
I can't relate.
Just Jack's, like, you can't go 3-4 seconds, what am I saying, is it 2 to 4 seconds without using the word nigger? And now imagine that kind of thing for 7 minutes. Like, it took me 1 hour to just make sure I get to clean it very well, so it will still even sound a little bit nice to the audience. Although it came out pretty well though, but the stress I undergo, man, kind of know. I had to sleep after just one track. I had to sleep off first, then I woke up, then continued. Like, that's true. How stressful it was for me.
Nobody's paying you for the fact that you're cleaning, because everyone assumes
it's that's your job. It.
No one knows you're
that's it.
Hours, a couple of days to try to clean someone's song to play for.
That's it.
So artists have to be fair on us. As much as we are trying to be fair on them or fair to them, they have to be fair to us also. And don't punish us. Stop punishing us with songs so much vulgar language. Another thing is, if you are an upcoming artist, I beg your pardon, please be humble.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah,
sure. An upcoming artist. Now, as presenters in different places, you know, you might meet, I'm not talking about Jerry or myself this time around, but then you might meet people, random people on a normal day that you will not know are presenters or people that can actually promote your work anywhere, at any random place. It could be
that's true.
A TV personality, it could be a radio personality. And the painful part is you might not even know most radio personalities because most of the time all you do is hear their voices. Okay? Imagine you meet or you bump into some of them at an event and they don't tell you, people don't tell you that, oh, this is so radio personality. And then you call your victim and you're acting like, oh, I have arrived, I am this, I am that, and you're not acting humble, you're not calming down. Calm down for Jesus. And you don't trust other people. And then you just feel you can't trust anybody anyhow. That's where manners come in. And you're rude. Even if in future or later our paths now cross again and then I'm to promote your song, the first impression will always be there. The fact that you have no
impression
and then you're rude to people, you're acting like, no, you already own us. Would always be like, if this is you, the world will not happen. So you have to really calm down, relax, ask for reviews. For those who send me messages from time to time, I tell them, ask for reviews. Like when you record a song, send to people, ask them what they think. People that you know.
Yeah, sure.
Which will be straight, what will be blunt. What do you think about my song? What do you think about the lyrics? What do you, you know, for a great song, it's not just instruments, it's not just lyrics, it has to do with a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
What message, I'm a fan of messages. So if your song is just coming and you're saying you're mad, and then that's the only lyric you have, dope instrumental, but then the only lyric in your song is you're mad, and you think I'll stand up and be that. You must be kidding. But then if you have strong messages, you know, and your lyrics are actually passing messages, content is key. Content is everywhere. Even in your music, you have to create good content. That's why you have artists that release songs and then 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, their songs have gone, and then their musical career dies with them. But then if you take some particular kind of artist, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, even after all those time, once you play their songs will still remain like very fresh and evergreen, and people dance and people can relate to it because they took time to create great content. Not, oh, you're Chris. So take time. Take time to create good content, guys. So Jerry, any other things for a roundup?
I think basically that's all on my own end.
Okay. So for upcoming artists, finally, as much as you want to promote your songs to stations, as much as, like we said, don't forget, content is key, be humble, alright? And just take advice, listen to people, learn from people. Don't send songs that have, you're trying to blow, you're trying to promote yourself. Don't send songs that have too much vulgar language. Start with something really nice and people want to
Other
tracks and ask that, okay, who is this artist? What other tracks does this person have? I would like to listen to it. So start with songs like that people will recognize you for. Promote yourself with good events. It's not just any event that you jump at. If you're trying to build your brand, I beg your pardon, it's not just any events that you jump at. It's not every opportunity to sing your song that you jump at. Some events will really ruin your career. So you need to take time, pause, and decide on the kind of events you want to attend and promote yourself. So guys, thank you so much for staying. I had so much fun. But before I go, Jerry, final words for my listeners, my family, friends.
is actually, I must say, this is actually one of the best podcasts I've jumped on ever, and I'm super glad I did this with you tonight.
Thank you. Okay, so you just had to ask me just now. It's fine.
Yeah.
Proceed.
I had fun actually, and at least, funny enough, you know, this is actually the best part of my day. Like, I had a stressful day, and it's actually the best part of my day.
This is actually the best part of my day too, guys. I really want to say during this
I feel like not ending this, but we just have to.
Sneak peek for those who are still listening. When Jerry sent a message, since Jerry already casted us by this night, like we're recording in the night. Jerry language. So.
Nah, it's podcast radio.
Jerry sent a message this night and he was like, oh, yo, what's up? Are we still recording? Now, just for those who did not know, we also recorded this episode days back, but then we kept procrastinating. So Jerry sent him a message like, obviously we had a remote before this thing tonight. I was in a really terrible state. And I wanted to say, Jerry, you know what? Can we move it to tomorrow? But I need to talk my neck. So I thought, okay, let's record it. You know? But then during this really lifted my spirit and I had so much fun. I hope you did have so much fun listening to this too. I hope you learned one thing or the other, and I hope you get to listen to those songs. So from time to time also I'll talk about music, you know, different kind of genre, different genre of songs, blues, R&B, 70s, 80s, pop and the like. So basically whatever kind of music you like, with time we'll get there to talk about it. Quick, let's round up. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for staying tuned. I love you all. I am sending you so much love and light from this site. But I would also like to mention that another episode will be dropping on Friday by God's grace and fittingly on Friday. Another episode will drop in as an awareness on sickle cell, because that will be World Sickle Cell Day. So yes, for those of you who ask questions, I have been sending messages that people should ask questions in case they have any questions. So for those of you who ask questions, we'll answer all your questions on that day. So thank you so much. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media on IG at MZ_CARLY, Miss Carly, or just search for Radio Duchess. Okay, I'm sure you'll find me, Radio Duchess. Alright, so thank you so much. I'll drop my links. Jerry, your social media handle?
I know them offered. Okay, you can follow me on Instagram. Don't mind me, I was just kidding. You can follow me on Instagram, Jerry_Abe, just simple. ABE actually. So, and on Twitter is at Radio House Board, but you can still type Jerry Abe and my username or my handle will pop out. Then on Facebook, Olumide Jerry. I think I use my native name there. So Olumide Jerry on Facebook actually. Basically does it.
So thank you.
So should I mention my TikTok trailer?
Go ahead.
Snap. Now for the, I'm sorry, I don't know all that of it actually. So I'm sorry.
Okay, guys. So thank you very much for listening. We hope you picked the lesson, and do not forget, as usual, share, like, send a message. I'm waiting for your comments. Follow me on social media. If you have try to reach me via my social media handles. Thank you very much. I love you. See you till the next episode. Bye.